folks, it's time to do another podcast. This is episode number 1209. I'm recording this on September 14th, 2012. Who knows when you're listening to it? It's like a time machine. Last week in episode 1208, I told you about one of the scariest amusement park rides I have ever been on. Gave you some clues, said it's over 1,000 feet up. Had a fair number of people send me an email with the correct answer. Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. I had the chance to go to Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and visit Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, and the owner, the maintenance manager, and the ride operations manager were kind enough to sit down and be interviewed. So I'm going to bring you a couple highlights from my trip there. First, I have to tell you my story of how I got there. I had an email early in the spring, late spring, early summer, saying, come check out the new coaster. And you know what? I didn't know anything about the park, and the coaster snob in me said, oh, it's not a new coaster. I rode that in Branson, Missouri 10 years ago. And I kind of thought, eh, whatever. And then I looked into the park, and just looking at the picture of the giant canyon swing made me want to go to this park. You'll hear a little bit about the swing ride. Honestly, just amazing. But I was just thrilled with the whole park. The park itself sits on top of Iron Mountain, over 7,000 feet above sea level. It's about a three-hour drive west of Denver, and it's a beautiful drive. Driving through Glenwood Canyons was just spectacular. It was all I could do to not crash the car because I was busy looking at the scenery. The park itself is open year-round. Obviously, not all the rides are open year-round, but the Alpine Coaster and a lot of the other stuff is there year-round. It started as just a cave, and you'll hear Steve Beckley, the park's owner, describe it in a little bit about the history. What impressed me most about the place was the diversity. I spent the whole day there, and honestly, I could have spent a lot more time. There is stuff for the thrill seekers. There is stuff for people that want to see caves. There is stuff for kids, stuff for non-riders. It's just a wonderful diversity in a fairly small area in a park that really is a fairly new park. So I was just thrilled with my time there. If you go to coastergallery.com after you listen to this podcast, you can click on the Glenwood Caverns link and look at the pictures and the video of the coasters. And I broke with tradition. I really limit Coaster Gallery to just that, the roller coasters. Number one, it's kind of my niche. Number two, I don't have time to do all the other rides. Number three, most amusement park rides just aren't that unique. You have an SNS drop tower. There's like a dozen of them. But I broke with tradition, and I put the giant canyon swing on there just because you have to see it. I will run some of the audio clips, and then I will let you listen to an audio clip of after I rode the ride. And then I'll give you a couple closing thoughts. So I'm going to send it to, well, myself, live at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. Okay, so on my last amusement park podcast, I was a little out of breath because I was running around trying to get the whole park done in about an hour. Well, today I'm a little out of breath because I am at about 7,000, I forget exactly how high, about 7,400. I'm coming from, I'm about 200 miles west of Denver, outside of Colorado, or outside of Glenwood Springs, and I'm at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, and I'm blessed to have three people from the park to talk to me today. We're sitting in the shadow of the Cliffhanger Coaster, so you'll probably hear that. But in the meanwhile, while it's quiet, I want to tell you a little bit about the park, and these folks are going to help tell me about it. So if you could introduce yourself.
My name is Steve Beckley. I'm the owner.
I'm Kelly Bates. I'm the maintenance manager.
And I'm Nancy Hurd, and I'm operations for rides.
And I thank all three of them for sitting down. Can you tell me just a brief history about the park? This is a fairly new park. You said it started just about less than 10 years ago?
Yeah, we opened the tramway in 2003, so this is a unique park in that you have to actually ride about a mile-long tram to get up to the top of a mountain where all the rides are, and including one of Colorado's longest caves and one of the most beautiful caves in Colorado. So between the caves and the rides, we have a lot of stuff up here in the mountain to do.
And you're going to hear the coaster here in a minute, and I'm probably going to pause just so you can experience the noise. We'll just pick it up here in just a second. Okay. Okay, now that we've got another minute of silence between cycles, and we're going to talk about the two new coasters here in a minute, but I will tell you that is one of the coolest ways to enter a park I've ever done. There is no parking lot here. There is no road to the park. You have to ride the tram. And you know roughly how long or how what kind of elevation change there is on it?
Well, the tram itself is 4,300 foot long, and you gain up about 1,400 foot of elevation gain.
And the views here are amazing, and I'm just flabbergasted. The pictures will try and do it justice, but they won't. So the cliffhanger just opened a few months ago. Kelly, if you could tell me briefly some of the efforts you had to go through to get it up here, including this little wall here. Tell me what you had to do to fit it literally on this cliff.
Well, there was some rock that had to be persuaded to get out of the way. And then the trek up the mountain was probably the biggest feat. You know, it's about a 3-mile road that switchbacks and twisty turny coming up the hill, bringing semis up to a separate location where we unloaded it and then brought it on a smaller trailer semi and brought it up to the site. And then everything had to be lifted off of that semi with the crane that sat about 20 feet higher than the base of the coaster.
That's amazing, the effort. And I think you said about 15 semis worth of stuff to get in here?
15 semis, yeah.
Excellent. And if you could tell me briefly some of the other things. We got the two coasters, but there's a lot of other cool rides here that I've yet to experience. So as soon as I am done recording, I got to check it out. But give me a little thumbnail sketch of what else there is besides the cave here for the listeners.
Okay, besides the cave and our newest coaster, the Cliffhanger, we have two new rides this year in addition to the Cliffhanger. One is the Tivoli Zaire Tivoli coaster. We call it Wild West Express. So that's a smaller family coaster. And we put in a Ferris wheel, a 32-foot Ferris wheel that's themed like a mine car. So that's kind of neat. But our guests continue to be their personal favorite is the Alpine coaster.
And the Alpine coaster is going to open up a can of worms. Is it really a roller coaster or not? There is no standard definition of a roller coaster. To me, you know, it's on rails, it's gravity powered. I sure think that is a roller coaster. I know some people will say no, but I don't know how you could argue that it's not a coaster. So we'll maybe open that up to the listeners to make that the email question this week. I think I'm going to pause again. So again, we're kind of editing out the noise of the coaster, but this is such a neat place on the cliffside and it's shaded, so it's a wonderful place to stop and have a discussion. But so there's a lot more. And before we got interrupted, what other things do we have here?
Well, I'd mentioned that the Alpine coaster still continues to be our guest's favorite, but the giant swing that propels you out over a 1,300 foot cliff to the Colorado, overlooking Colorado River, still brings us a lot of attention for the thrill seekers. So our ridership isn't quite as much, but it's a big thrill. We also have laser tag. We have a frog hopper by S&S. We have a bungee jump, 70-foot bungee jump, a zip ride, which is a 625-foot long zip ride. And what am I missing? Climbing wall and a motion theater, a four-dimensional motion theater. And Conestoga wagon, which is a simulator.
The only one in the state.
The only one I know of.
Okay.
Well, we are going to move on to a different location. I thought this would be nice in the shade, but this coaster is very active, which is wonderful. I love to see a ride that's getting a lot of use. So we're going to find a nice quiet spot, maybe talk a little bit more. I can't even describe this ride, and I'll do the pictures in the video if you go to coastergallery.com, but one of you guys want to explain where we are, what we're looking at? Kelly?
We're obviously at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, but they're about 1,350 feet above the Colorado River, and in the background you can hear our giant canyon swing sailing out over the edge. Gets upwards in the bottom of the height of the swing about a little over 50 miles an hour when you're coming down through the bottom of it. And it's going to about 104 degrees, which means that's past 90, like your average swing.
This ride,
sitting on the ground would be a really, really fun ride, and you might have ridden it in another park, but at the side of a 1,000-foot drop-off, this is insane. This is just amazing. The view of the cliffs, the view of the river, the view of the mountains, just unbelievable. And the park did a great thing right next to it. There's a nice little observation area. And there's like a dozen people just sitting here watching it. It is that fun of a ride that you can get a thrill just not even riding it, just watching it. So what a neat location. And you said it was built by S&S?
It is an S&S. It was the first one that S&S ever built.
And good old S&S up there in Utah, and they've made some amazing things. But to engineer a ride that would sit on the side of a cliff and have all the supports and all the machinery on the one side to have the sheer drop-off on the other is just amazing. I'm dying to get on this. Honestly, that's a little scary. I'll do it, but I'm a little uptight about this one, to be honest. So I give you a lot of credit. And
you can ride it with Nancy or Kelly, because I won't ride it.
Because the owner here, the only reason he would ride it was he was shamed into it for a national TV show with Bert the Conqueror.
Excellent. So Bert the Conqueror was here at one point?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Good Morning America both came and rode the swing. And I rode it once with them, and I swore on national TV, which was very embarrassing.
So that tells you how intense this is. I'm not going to record that myself because it will not be safe for work. So that'll be a lot of fun. One of the things I love about this park, in just a few moments I've been in here, is the neat mix of things for adults, things for kids, things for thrill seekers, things for non-thrill seekers. One of the things was the maze. I think we left that out on the list of rides and experiences. So tell me kind of your philosophy of what you want this park to be as the owner. What's the grand scheme? Are you looking for a thrill park? Are you looking for everything? Are you looking for caves? You've got a lot of neat things, but of course, now we're going to be drowned out by the... you got to hear the hisses. We're going to pause for a second until it's done. Although, you know what? It's fun to listen to the screams. That was at least clean. There was a good, oh my God. And I kid you not, we've got at least two dozen people. There are four people on the swing, and there are more people coming up the stairs just to watch. This is so, so cool to watch the people just having fun watching the ride. Okay, we're continuing walking through the park here. And you said the park started with just really the cave. That was your incentive to purchase this area.
Yeah, and actually, everything we've done has been based on, trying to fix problems. We got the cave, and then we had a lot of people coming, and the waits for the cave tour were 3 hours. And so we started adding rides, and we found the rides were more popular. And so the whole goal is to make something that the whole family can come here, enjoy it, and just get some memories for the family. I mean, that's what I remember as a kid, going with my family to different parks, and so I'm really trying to create that atmosphere that's just great for kids, and it's just so important to me to do that.
Well, and like I said, it's a wonderful mix of things for the youngsters, things for the thrill seekers. I'm dying to do the zip line. I'm a little anxious about doing the swing. And you said some of these things are open even during the winter.
That's correct. We're open year-round. In the wintertime, we're only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But we do keep the cave open, the laser tag, the theater, and the Alpine coaster. People still ride the coaster in the wintertime. It's kind of like a luge. You get on a sled, and you go down through the snow, and we keep the track open, and it's people bundle up and go ride it. So
I don't think I've ever done a coaster in the snow, and that would be a neat experience. So I got to keep that one in mind. I'm looking forward to going taking pictures and looking forward to taking some rides. So I'm going to take this time to thank you guys for the tour. Thanks for showing us around and answering the questions. And thank you for listening to the CoasterGallery.com podcast. Okay, so I'm wandering through Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, and I'm still having a fun time. I just rode the Alpine coaster. You know what? I chickened out. I used the brakes. I said to myself, hey, brakes are for wimps. I'm going full throttle. But there were a couple times that I released the brake handle a little bit and scrubbed off a little excess speed. Because you know what? There's some pretty intense little drops and some really quick little turns. So, hey, that ride's a winner. The only complaint I heard was a little kid getting off of it saying the ride up was so long and boring. Well, that's because it was a huge drop. I don't know how long that lift hill is. It went on forever, but it's because the ride went on forever. That's a lot of fun. All right, I am standing next to the Giant Canyon Swing, which is just what it says, a giant swing over the canyon. And I tell you what, that is one of the craziest things I have ever done in my entire life. The view, the seat that is face down as you go out over the canyon, I can't describe it. That is just, I said some four-letter words. I screamed. I laughed like a girl. And then I went around and I rode it on the other side. It's fantastic ride.
Well, there you
I
go, folks. Just a couple minutes of my visit to Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park there in Glenwood
this
Springs.
This is just one of the most
thanks again to
experiences
Steve, Kelly, and Nancy
I've
for the wonderful treatment. They
gave
me a wonderful tour of the place and took some time out of their busy schedule to sit down and record a few of their thoughts on the podcast. I love hearing the history and the background of a park, and it was great to hear it directly from the owner about why they're doing what they're doing and also some of the challenges of running on running a park on top of a mountain. I love the entrance to the mountain. I gave a hint to that last week about how you have to take that Iron Mountain tramway. There is a bus or two standing by in case of severe weather shutting down the tram. They can evacuate the park via the bus, but it's kind of like Kelly said, to get on the road, it's a lot of windy twist back, switchback stuff. So obviously not ideal. I'm kind of gushing about the park, but I really had a wonderful time. I thought it was just a great diversity of thrill rides, non-thrill rides, unique experiences. Plus, add the cave. You know, I spent a good 60, 70 minutes in the cave. Would have liked to have spent more. I was really rushed. The photographer in me wanted to slow down and take some pictures, but every group has about a dozen people, and they specifically said you can't slow things down because other people are trying to move along. So there is a two-hour wild cave tour, but that involves crawling on the knees and getting through some really tight passages where my 190-pound frame would be a real squeeze to get through. And they really said no cameras on that one unless it's just a cheap disposable camera you don't mind losing or getting beat up. So maybe the next time I go up there. I'm looking forward to going back. I'm tempted to go up there sometime in the winter because it looks like a neat winter experience. Maybe combine it with a ski trip or trip to the hot springs. Who knows? Going back to a topic I mentioned, the Alpine Coaster. One of the sources on the internet for roller coaster information is Roller Coaster Database, and Dwayne Martin's been running that for, longer than I've run Coaster Gallery, I think. He's probably up to about 15 years. He does a couple things that I don't agree with. He puts powered coasters on his website that I don't consider those roller coasters. I figure if you're powered the whole way, you are not coasting, then you're not a coaster. He does not include the 6 Alpine coasters that are in the United States presently, nor does he do the few dozen Alpine slides that are in the United States. Alpine slides are a gray area if they're a coaster or not. Yeah, they're gravity-powered, but I don't know. A little hard to say, but this one, gee, you know, it sure looks like a coaster. It sure feels like a coaster. It runs on wheels. It goes up. It goes down. There's lots of turns. I don't know why Dwayne doesn't include them. Obviously, he can do anything he wants to. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Send me an email at joel@coastergallery, or you could go to facebook.com/coastergallery, or Twitter @coastergallery.com. Let me know what your thoughts are. Go to Coaster Gallery, look at the pictures of the Alpine Coaster. Is that a coaster? Would you count that if you count roller coasters? If you're like me and you're counting your credits, is that a credit? I say so. I'm this close to getting 600 coasters. I'm counting it. But maybe you have an argument against it, so let me know. Once again, thanks to the friendly folks at Glenwood Caverns for a wonderful park and a wonderful day there. Thanks to you for listening, and I look forward to doing this again real soon. What are we going to do in episode 1210? Well, we'll go back to a little talk about music. We'll have Ben Folds covering Ben Folds. I have a photography rant and lots more stuff about roller coasters. I snuck in another coaster trip, so guess what? You're going to see some more pictures. So be sure to listen. Be on iTunes soon. If you're listening after October of 2012, just ignore it. I'm already on iTunes. If it's still September, look very soon. Thanks for listening. Go out and have some fun. Bye-bye.